Rabbi Shai, we discussed last week. The Chavis Halvavos that Avada, in order to be an Oyved Hashem, one of the Mahalchim, the Chitzaynis is Ma'ir the Pnimis, therefore you should use the Inyan of Zrizus. But the Inyan of Zrizus is not enough. And the Chavis Halvavos writes that through Hakoros of the Chasodim, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person will come to be a Mechuyev that will push him to be an Oved Hashem. But in Kol Zeh, doesn't for him for the Kashi in Ganson. There is still a time in a person's life where Poshut, I'm not in the mood. However much I'm Maki, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tovus, and I'm Mechuyev, I'm Meshubed because of it, and therefore that will cause me to do the Mitzvah, or to do the Maisha Mitzvah, I still can't be bothered at this point. What we call in plain English, some people call I'm on the mood, some people call it depression. So I want to learn with you a Rabbeinu Tam. Some of you guys have learned it already, but it's always good to chazer it over. It's a Meridika Rabbeinu Tam. That's Mazbe, what lies behind the Inyan of when you have your downs, what we call downs, or we call midwinter blues. So Rabbeinu Tam starts like this. You take a look. Motzina b'seif ha'yosham yuchus Rabbeinu Tam. It's about four lines from the top. Kol maschil. Over here he's talking about nothing to do with Yerushalayim. He's talking about a metzias, a teva of the bria. Kol maschil la'asei shum maisa. Anybody who starts to do any maisa, doesn't make a difference, we're not talking about averas or mitzvahs, we're talking about you open up a store. Anybody who starts to do a maisa, im yelav a maisa hu shum hanor, if he'll have hanor from the actual maisa, tikonis boya taiva. Over here, taiva means he'll have a want to continue it. You get a gishmak, what you call when you start a new thing, you start with a meridika umph. Kichol maisa, kichain kol maisa sheish boy shum hanor. Any maisa that has a hanol, a moshul, a guy opens up a store, he's starting a new store, he's starting with a muridika rotten to matzliach, he's full of go in him. There's a literal translation of this is that it'll go into his heart, avarishena, sort of the first love for the work. Va'acha came after a certain amount of time. Tosu b'tikonis believe by hasina, it'll go away. This ava, this want, and this meridik cheshek to be matzliach, b'tikonis believe by hasina. What the Rabbeinu Tam uses a lashon sinner means he'll have days of hate. There'll be v'lokud yomim, v'lokeitz yomim tosu, and after a certain amount of time, it'll change over. What he's saying over here is that this is a mitzvah in the teva, same way as there's day and night. Anything that a person will do, he'll start at the top. He has a gishmak and a cheshik to do it. He'll go on for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Start a new job. He's starting off with a meridike umf to be matzliach. Anything that you start off with, you'll have what we call ava rishena. And then, as the wheel goes around, there will come days where you can't be bothered. Tikonis be'a sino. Sino means you don't like it. You don't enjoy it. Something went wrong in the office, something wrong in the store, it's not going the way you wanted to go, or whatever, you're on a down. V'chein yischal futomid, it'll always change over. Yosu ha'echot, one will go away, v'yova ha'sheni, and the other middah, whether it's ava or sinna, will take over. That is the metzias in teva. Ach, and then he says another yisoid. Imtia ha'noach ha'ovid ba'avodosu gedola. If he will have a tremendous amount of hanor in this avoda what he's doing, whatever it is, this lets he starts the job. V'yeshlo seichel, he doesn't say if you have a common sense. That means you know you're going to use your seichel, that you're going to know there's going to be ups and downs. Tamu da'avo yomim rabim, therefore the days of avo will stand a lot of days. You'll have more days of avo. V'asina yomim mispa. and the days of when you're low, or it's not going, or what he calls, I mean, the Talmud calls it sinner, hate. It'll be a few days, but you'll always have it. Doesn't make a difference who you are, what you are, which professional guy you're going to. Doesn't make a difference. It's a metzias and teva. That though you'll start a new project. You'll start with a meridika ava, and it'll go as the wheel goes around. There'll come days where you won't have cheshik for it. Im yesh lo seichel, you'll have more days of ava. Ve'im lo yeh lo seichel toiv. He says if you don't have a lot of common sense. And I'll explain to you later why he throws in you need common sense over here. And he doesn't really enjoy this work. He's forced to go to the job because he just has to make his $10 an hour. Then he'll have some sort of anor for what he's doing. Muhuma means like he'll be mixed up. He'll have days of Avo, few days, Vasina Tarich Yomim, he'll have more days of Sina. When it'll change over a lot of times, and this is nice saying you say Godel, which is Negeh also in our learning, but this is a Matthias and a fact of life. Let's say if he's Mechadish something in his job. Let's say he's going out and he's a salesman and he comes up with a new patent, a new idea of how to get rid of this product, or something new happens in the work which is giving him vita, another push. So if there's chidushim in avoida, oz toisif avo v'tigdol, then the yumei avo will grow longer and there'll be more days of avo. V'im yischadshu dvorim roim, and if it'll be mischadish, they'll come up worse things, there'll be different reasons why it's not going good. And if it's just nothing happens, it's just every day the same thing, Yush name Shovim, they'll both be equal. Ad Sechel, until the Sechel comes, and he'll decide between them. If you have common sense, and you know it's the right thing, and you use your Sechel why you have to do this work, then the Sechel will come and push. That there'll be more days of Ava than Sinner. If you don't have common sense and you're always looking at the downside, so you'll have more days of Sinner. And after that I have revealed to you the secret of Ava and Sinner in a day's work, now he's going to go on to Avoida. Now let me explain you. Up till now he explained that this is a fact of life. You're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. It doesn't make a difference what you're doing, how you do it. A metzias is every job, whatever you're going to do, when you start off and you have the right kavanas and you intend to enjoy it, you'll have yimei avo, then there'll come a point where there'll be yimei hasinah. Doesn't matter how good well you're doing, there will be yimei hasinah. Doesn't make a difference to whether you're as rich as Rockefeller, or you're doing a regular Schwarzer job, or whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. You will have Yimei Avo, and you will have Yimei Hasina. If this Nishadesh, the Vorm Chadoshim, while you're doing this work, so then you'll have more Yimei Avo, you'll have less Yimei Hasina. If you don't, if it's equal, and it's just the same mundane job every day, then you've got to use your common sense. And common sense will be Machriya. How many days of Ava, how many days of Sinner you'll have. But Avada, you're going to have Yimei Sinner. So then he says over here, Nema, Kitzorach Lebal HaAvoida. Somebody walks into Avoida's Hashem, you got to know one thing. Before you start this man, Lahaki B'tchilas HaAvoidosei. You got to recognize, and this is a Yisoid Gadol, which most Bochrim miss out on. Before you start, you've got to know you are going to have days of down. People always get upset, or they throw in the towel. The pshat was going good for a week, 2 weeks, and now I'm on a down. I can't make it. You see, I've never done a month in one shot. I've never done every day learning for more than a week straight. Since I've been a tam, first you said, before you bechlal start, you're going to know one thing. There will be days of sinner. They're both fighting each other. They're all going to be days of Avon, they're going to be a Sinah. Pam Yigba Echot. One time, the Yimei Av is going to be stronger. Upam Yigba Hashenu. And one time, that is going to be more stronger than Yimei Asina. The Al came, therefore, Ein Sorech Betchilas Avodah. Therefore, when you start off, let's say you start a new Zman, you start a new Perek, you start a new Masechta, Ein Sorech Betchilas Avodah Li Yishchesh. You don't have to be scared. Im Yokutzbo. It's a very, very sharp Loshon, and Loshon HaKodesh. Yokutzbo means despise. Despise means there will come a time where you will despise opening up that Gemara. When you open up that Gemara, you see black. Chaiz says, I mean, or when you come to a davening, you don't see nothing. You see there's a pain in the neck. Yokutzbo, there will come a time where you will despise it. This is a Loshon HaRishon. Loshon HaRishon Pshat is the same way as in Shir. You are a Medayik, a Rajbo, or a Toisus, or a Ran. You can be Medayik, HaRabbeinu Tam, which is a Baal Toisus, in what he says, what's going to happen. And if Rabbeinu Tam wrote this over 1,000 years ago, there's going to become a point in Avodas Hashem where Yochutzbo, you will despise it, to Metzias. There will become a time, before you start, you've got to know this idea. You're going to go through, you're going to start with a Meridik Cheshik, whatever you're going to do in Avodas Hashem, you're going to start on a high. And you've got plans of how it's going to go. Remember one thing, there's going to be a day, there's going to be days, where you are going to despise walking into that Beis HaMikdash. This is the rule of Yimei Av at the beginning. When you get to a certain point, it'll stop. That means what you call, you're climbing a mountain, you get to a certain plateau, you stop. You don't feel steiging anymore. That stop is a Metzius and Teva. That is a Metzius and Teva. They will come, you'll be going on a high, you'll be moving, you're learning Gishmak every day, davening's going good, everything's going Metzius. Then suddenly one morning you'll wake up, what we call a heaviness in the heart. I can't be bothered, I missed it, forget it, I'm not going to make it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you've got to know this before you start. However good it's going at the beginning, there's going to come a point, whatever point, it might be a week, it might be 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, but in this month, there will come a point where Yochutzbo, you will despise it. And despise it means that you can't even walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you open up a Gemara, you're despising it. You don't like it. We get depressed that we're holding in such a massive, that we're not holding in learning because we see, I can't be bothered. I can't stand it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Metzius. It's going to happen. It has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. We're not talking about Madrigas in Yerushalayim. Kizemish v'kitachlid yedua v'techdal. It'll stop the Yimei Av. V'achkach toshuv. Then you'll have Yimei Asina. Then it'll come back. V'tischazik. You'll be mechazik yourself. V'tischazik kinesha. And you'll be mechadish yourself. Kinesha. Kinesha is like a raven or something like that. Right? A what?
Eagle.
Right? So Pshayez, you will go even higher. That's a Metzius. Therefore, if afterwards the Yimei Av become weaker and the Yimei Asina become stronger, don't give up. Don't become Jewish in this Avodas Hashem. Why? Just know one idea. It'll come away. It'll go away. At the end of a few days, Tizchalef will change over and you can start again. Now, here Rabbeinu Tam comes and is Moisef, a Meridiki Yisoid, which is where we make our mistake. Kolzman, I know it's going to happen. That means I use my Seichel. That's why Rabbeinu Tam says before, V'yesh lo Seichel. You've got to use your common sense. Before you start, you've got to know there's going to be a stumbling block in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, where you're going to despise it. Let it pass. Just carry on. As life moves on, Avada, you're going to learn with less gishmak, you're going to daven with less cheshit, you're going to be learning less. Just let it, don't fight it, it'll be tischalef, it'll move away. It'll take a few days, because that's the mishpot. That is the mishpot of teva, the same way as there's day and night and whatever there is. there's rain in the winter, doesn't make a difference. This is going to happen. And it'll go away after a few days. But there's one thing, there's one you said here. Va'al kein tzorech ha-maskil. And therefore, a person who has common sense, who has seichel, he doesn't say yirat shamayim, he doesn't say the person who's scared of olam haba or gehenna, he says common sense. If you see the whole way, he doesn't talk about anything of schava oynish, doesn't talk about hatov of the ribonish shloim, doesn't talk about anything. Talk about one thing: common sense. Okay, I'm asking: if you use your seichel, bir oisei, when you see kitikones hasina belibay, when the days of sinner move into your heart, and as you feel all the way down, the yokus ba'avoda, he says again the lashon, yokus ba'avoda means you will despise actually walking into this base of medicine learning. Don't throw away everything out the window. What he says is like this, and this is a Yusayd Godel, and just to simplify it, there's a Maisa of the Bedichiva. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bedichiva was what we call, in his Madrega, was on a low, and he says, and he said that when he's on a low and he can't daven with the same kavonas that and the same mislavas that he used to daven with, so he used to daven with Pirush Hamilas. What is he trying to say? He's trying to say is, you can't fight Yemei Sinner. You can't come up against it. It's a Matzius, it's a tether. You can't fight. It's dark outside. You can put on a bit of light in where you are, but you can't take away that darkness. When a person is going through Yemei Sinner, it's not going to go away. But one thing you've got to remember. When a person is down, he can come to a Matzav, and this is where common sense comes in. It's not going, therefore I shouldn't do it bechlal. Let me just chill out and wait till the Yemei Ahava, until my cheshit comes. Says Rabbi Natam, that is where the mistake is. Because kol zman, and Maisa Shahayo, that a bacha once walked into me and he said to me, you know, I've been in good Gevaldik for 3 months, I haven't been in town for 3 months, and I'm learning Gevaldik, etc., etc., but I'm on the down this week. What do you hold if I go, let's say, down to the bar and have a drink? A quiet bar, not mamish in the middle of town, on the side, you know, where the third year guys go. But nothing, you know, where you're not seen, whatever. So I said to him, I can't answer you the question. I'll learn with you, Rabbi Natam, and you make your own decision. I said, after we learned this, Rabbi Natam, I said, Voshtek though. It says over here that even though I'm on a down, don't add coals to the fire. What does he say? Take a look. Don't throw away everything that you're doing. Don't say, I'll leave everything now. And afterwards, when I get my good days and I feel a bit better and I've got more gishmak, I'll come back to it. If you leave everything, you're going to lose the whole thing. If you hold on to it, just a bit, you're not going to lose it. What's he saying? Sing poshut. If you're on a down, and you're going to go out and do something that you wouldn't have done when you're on a up, you're adding coals to the Yemei HaSinah. You're adding coals to the fire of Sinah. So therefore the Yemei HaSinah will be longer. Because that's called Yishadish, and this is what he says before, Yishadshu Dvorim Toivim, if while you're doing good, you're machadish new things, psha is, let's say you're learning Gevaldik for 1 week, and then you came up with a Gevaldik Ashtikl, in a Tosfos he gives you a push for another week. So that's called Yishadshu Dvorim Toivim, while you're doing good, so that you may have a longer. When it happens to you, may have sinner, and is nischadish dvorim royim l'moshel, you'll do something that you wouldn't have done if you'd been on a high. On that he says you're adding coals to the fire of sinner, you'll have longer sinner days. What he says is one thing, avada, you're going to have to leave go of a certain amount that you're doing. A guy's learning 12 hours a day, you may have, it's not going to happen, you may have sinner. A guy davens gevaldik yishmak in Yemei Ahava, it's not going to happen, Yemei HaSinah. But Laval Yaniach Kol HaMaisa, he doesn't say throw away everything. Avad, you're going to have to throw away some of it, because you can't. You'll walk into the base of marriage, Yokuts, but you despise it, you can't stand it. You look at a Gemara and you see black in front of your eyes. Elamai, you've got to continue just doing it, what we call, you're not going to pshat, you're not going to put on film. A guy's on the down, he's going to still daven and put on tefillin. He might not daven the same kavona. He's still going to come in to a certain amount of learning. Don't throw it away in Gamsen. But more than that, use your common sense, as Rabbeinu Tam. If you, in Yovah Hamaskil, you see, he says, the Loshon Va'al Kim Sarach Hamaskil, the person that has common sense, when he sees that the days of sin are happening, don't add coals to the fire. That means, if you're going to do something that you wouldn't have done in Yemei Avo, Lamosho, I haven't been to town for 3 months, and now because I'm on the down, I've got to go and chill out, and I know it's going to cause me more depressed, because when I come back, I'm going to feel that I lost it. So Elamai, don't go, chill out, so you won't come to the Beis HaMikdash. But don't be moisif in the avodah of adding on to the Yemei HaSinah. So therefore, if you'll just hold on a bit, that means don't leave go of everything. Don't be moisif on something wrong that I wouldn't have done in Yemei Avo. Lo yavad, you won't lose it. Masha'enkin, if I'm moisif something in Yemei HaSinah that I wouldn't have done in Yemei Avo, what I'm doing is adding coals to the fire of Sinah, and the Yemei HaSinah will go longer. So there's been a time to Moridik HaChidish. He doesn't talk about Yerushalayim over here. He doesn't talk about Tzchav Oynish, you know, if you're in a bad matzav. So then, zikha, you have to ichweis. You say krishma, ichweis, yaskir yema, moves. That he doesn't say. He says one thing, maskil. Maskil means common sense. Common sense means shayiz, that you know, one you say, know it's going to happen. Know it's going to happen. So there is going to be days of sinner. Once it happens, don't throw out everything. And don't be upset that you tackle these spies, because that's the Metzius. The Metzius is there are going to be days of sinner in anything you do, not even learning. There's going to be a mere sinner in your work. There's going to be a mere sinner even in your marriage. That's the Metzius. That is the Metzius of life. If the Shas, you know before you even start it that this is going to happen, so when it happens, you're not in shock. You're ready for it. You've already got enough fuel to get you through the Yemei Avo. Don't fight it, says Rabbi Natan. Let it go. Let it just ride. One thing remember, says Rabbi Natan. Don't throw away everything you've done. Number two, says Rabbi Natan. If you add coals to the fire, you will make Yischadshu Dvorim Toivim. If B'Shas Yemei Avo, your Moisif Dvorim Toivim, then the Yemei Avo will be longer. If it's Yemei HaSinah, don't be Mechadish Dvorim Roim. Bocha once came to me and asked me, how come I'm never Mechazikim in Yemei HaSinah? But Thomas the Poshet, Rabbi Natam says that Faket, B'Shas Yemei HaSinah, that's not the time to be Mechazik a Bocha, because it's Yokut's boy. He's despising it. Whatever you're saying to him is going straight over. When do you Mechazik a guy? B'Shas Yemei Avo. When he's doing good, Adarabba. Tell him it's going to happen. And Adarabba, you're going through a good patch. Adarabba, be Mechadish something new in the Yemei Avo, that the days of Avo should continue longer. The Yemei HaSinah Zichr are going to come. And when they come, you don't want to hear anybody. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want it. Elamai, you got to know it's going to happen. It's there. Let it just ride. But don't add coals to the fire. The B'Shas Yemei HaSinah. And the Moded, the measuring rod of what's called adding coals, is what if it would be a Yemei Avo, would I do what I'm going to do now just because I'm in a low? If it's something that you wouldn't have done during Yemei Avo, don't do it in Yemei HaSinah. All Rabbi Natan says is by the Yemei HaSinah is you're going to learn a bit less, you're going to daven less. Al yaniach avoida, don't throw it away. When a guy's not doing well in his store, that doesn't mean he hasn't sold for the last 3 days, nobody walked into his store, you never see the guy doesn't open up his store the next day. It'll take him at least a year or two when he doesn't have customers coming in and he absolutely mamish down there by bankruptcy, then he might close his store. He never gives up. Laval yaniach kol avoida, don't throw away everything that you've gained. If we internalize this yisoid, if we internalize that using our common sense, our seichel that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, Epshir will be able to get through the Zman Batzlochus Yachlom. Thank you.